we'll start with the Pope's visit. Angela, what do you make out of it?
One thing is striking is the very scanty Welsh angle on the visit. And I think both Kevin and I have been surprised to see that none of the papers reflect what has been coming through at the grassroots, a sense of indignation that the Pope didn't visit. Now, whether that's a worthy sense of indignation or not isn't even canvassed in the press this week.
Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. Even the Wales on Sunday doesn't really feature that angle about the Pope's visit. I think on the they have something about the fact, obviously, that he said something in Welsh and did bless a mosaic to be put in the cathedral here in Cardiff. But I think more broadly, the interesting thing about the coverage of the Pope's visit is how the entire coverage in advance was dominated by a kind of, you know, cynical and rather negative view, and the Pope being presented as a kind of a demon almost in the press. And what has come through, I think, is that his personality, in a sense, has come through more strongly in the coverage, and the papers are almost genuinely surprised at the welcome that the Pope's had.
Yeah, I mean, you're both from Catholic backgrounds. Angela, has it been annoying to you that there seems to have been, before this visit, an almost opposition to it on the basis that he doesn't look as nice as the last one?
Oh, that's perhaps natural. All of us are affected by appearance, and it's the job of journalists to go a bit deeper than that. And I think that generally they have tried to do that. It's striking that there has been a change of tone by this morning's papers. The Rottweiler epithet has largely been squashed, I think.
Yeah, Mail on Sunday referred to it as Glastonbury with God. And I think I think some people have been quite surprised that quite large numbers have turned out for some of these events, and that you know, it hasn't been the kind of damp squib that was feared. And I think the Vatican, I think, were more worried about indifference than hostility on this visit, and certainly it hasn't been met with indifference.
And yet it wasn't quite the sort of unblemished sort of joy. I mean, those of us who are old enough to remember the youth mass at Nindian Park and the big open-air mass with Frank Hennessy leading the singing at the Savoy Gardens. Not quite the same thing, is it?
No, not quite the same thing at all. And, of course, the other part of the story is featured in the papers. The apology from the Pope about the abuse scandal within the church, and clearly, you know, a story of that significance is going to play a part in colouring the visit, but it hasn't been the whole story, you know, I think it's been quite interesting to see the way. I actually think most British people actually also don't agree with those who were very hostile to the visit, even if they disagree with the Catholic Church.
The old fair play thing.
I think it's the fair play thing. It was all this stuff about it's not a real state visit and so on. Look, he was invited by the UK to come, and I think most people think if you invite someone as your guest, then you should show them the courtesy of being polite when they and show some manners when they visit.